Can we move to another topic since you mentioned makeup real quick?
Go ahead.
Please tell me y'all have been seeing these videos of these women with this makeup transformation that they've been doing.
I've seen pictures of that.
Can we talk about this for just a quick second?
Because
my perspective is going to be kind of weird. I want to hear yours.
They're basically a post picture where they show somebody with like pre-makeup and post, and it's like they done got like a whole shade lighter, and it's like, without makeup, she ugly as hell. But then you see her with makeup, you like, that's not bad. But I mean, it's like a totally different person.
All the brothers have been like, this is why we're on the first day.
I saw a video on Facebook the other day. They called this chick a Decepticon.
That's the one.
Yo, I saw her before. She's pretty scarred up on the face. But when she got done, I was like, oh, I see why she got that big ass ring on her finger. She cleans up nice. But when you wake up in the morning, I know what you look like.
See, it's a bunch of them.
I don't like them shit. Mm-mm. I don't.
It's a bunch of them.
She is definitely a whole shade fucking lighter.
Maybe she got, even two.
She got contacts in.
And that process.
I'll let y'all go first, because I'm, as a man, I'll be like,
I did something wrong. I was trying to go through the other pictures.
I know y'all gonna say, as a man, I've never been a big makeup fan.
Never.
Shades.
Never.
When I see your face and it get to your neck and it's a different color, I'm just like, I don't like it.
I know you're lying.
Yeah. If you got that much makeup on at this point in my life, I'm just like, your skin is fucked up. Because I'm like, why the fuck are you putting so much makeup on? Because you probably ugly under it. You just drawn on eyebrow shit is fucking horrible.
Oh.
Shit is just bad. I'm like, really? Like, you fake. Oh. Everything about you is, and your face is fucking fake.
Oh.
It's not cool.
Chris, tell us how you really feel.
I was like, she gonna go and be like, I can't stand it.
She got a hell of a mustache.
So what's distracted? So what I was saying,
that makeup job didn't work.
Is kind of crazy, this makeup transformation thing, right? For a couple of different things. I first saw the video and I felt really bad for guys.
She's cockeyed.
I felt really, really bad for guys because I said to myself, like, yo, imagine if you was in the club and you saw a shorty across the way and you thought, yo, she is fine, right? And so you holler at her because the lights is dim and you don't get to see the full. You might not even be able to see the shade difference because of the lighting, mm-hmm. right, in the club. So you get her. You think she's fine. You get her home. You think she's fine. But you wake up in the morning, you like, what the fuck happened to you?
First of all, like, he didn't fucked up. Why is she still there?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know what I mean?
No,
but even still, I'm like, you know, I felt bad for guys because I was like, you don't know what you're getting really with all of that. All right. So that's one.
She looked like powder.
I felt some kind of way because I said, if I had to take a fucking hour to put on a face.
Yes.
Every goddamn day.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yes.
That speaks volumes to a whole lot of other stuff.
Yes.
I'm not a makeup person, but if I feel like I want to be jazzy, you know what I mean? I'll go put on some eyeshadow, you know, little 2-minute thing. Like, oh, I'm doing, got me some glitter eyeshadow on. I'm feeling some kind, looking all cute with my little gold glitter. That's about the extent of what I'm going to do. And some lip gloss and call it a day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But an hour to put on makeup, a whole, and then I still got to go do hair and I got to put on clothes. And so now we're talking about a 3-hour process just to go outside my house in the morning to go to work. I ain't going to work.
Right.
If I got to do all of that. I ain't going to work today.
You can't even wake up on time as it is
now. As it is. Could you imagine if I was putting on makeup?
Yeah.
What?
And see, I grew up with a mother who is a perfectionist. Everybody. And when I tell you everybody, I mean it is a collective agreed opinion. My mother is a person, and she inherited this from her biological father, who never leaves the house without her makeup perfect, without her hair perfectly coiffed, matching. You know what I'm saying? She's never a strand out of place. I grew up watching my mother's routine with her makeup. Now, hers is not as extensive. These chicks might as well buy an airbrush machine. They shit is so, like, layered and painted on.
Right.
But my mom was, I mean, she's old school, full makeup. She got the foundation. She got the powder. My mom is so funny. We're opposite in the sense that she didn't grow up a real hairy person, and I did. So she always had really thin eyebrows. So she does her eyebrows. She doesn't do mascara. She doesn't really do eye stuff, but she got her blush, her lipstick. Her whole process with her makeup probably takes mommy 20 at this point. She probably can do the shit in 10-15 minutes. But when I was a kid, I would sit there and watch her between hair and makeup, the whole process, all of that hair and makeup was at least a 30-minute thing every single day. Mm-mm. And just in waiting for her, I had no desire to do any of that shit. I went through a phase in high school where I wanted to play with makeup a little bit, but luckily I had good skin. I never liked foundation because I'm a person who does this. So that makes no sense for me to have powder and shit all over because this is going to be all over my hands, all over my clothes. I liked mascara and I liked gloss. Those are the two things that I still stick to today. When I get up, I wash my face, I put on my moisturizer, I put on mascara, I put on gloss, I brush my eyebrows, and we gone. I'm out the door. Full makeup, I've had my moments of doing it. Like, when, you know, I'll start a new gig and I want to be a little dressy depending on what the environment is. And after a while, I lapse right back on into mascara, gloss, brushed eyebrows, and we're out the door. And I remember when I was doing eyeshadow kind of consistently there for a while, I was having some fun. And Chris said to me one day, "And baby, you know, you really don't need all of that." And I said, "You don't like the colors? It's all pretty. I got gold, I got orange, I got bronze, jumping on it." And he's like, "Yeah, it's pretty. You don't really need it." And I was like, you know, it does take a little extra time. Maybe I should just save it for special occasions and not do it every single day. But if nothing else, it makes me feel, and this is going to sound so fucked up and selfish, I'm pregnant, y'all, I can't help it. It boosts my self-confidence to see that a bunch of women is doing this shit every single day. Because I don't, and I won't, and I don't feel like I have to. Thank you, God.
Especially the chick. Especially the cockeye chick.
Maybe that's why she's doing it.
It's out of control.
Thank you, God.
And powder.
Do y'all know how expensive this shit is?
No, I don't.
I can't. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Unless you buy in straight drugstore makeup,
Max lipstick is like, just the lipstick tube alone is like $25, anywhere between $25 to $32
a tube.
Yes, because you can get, like, you can go to Walmart and get Clairol or whatever it is for like $3.
Yeah.
$4. Oh, okay. That is expensive.
You can get Wet n Wild for 99 cents. You
know what I mean? It's expensive.
Quality makeup is really expensive.
That's why they got the huge section in the malls. You just come in them, you know, all department stores. It's just come, they'll just paint your face while you're on the way to get some clothes.
And you got stores like Sephora and Ulta that are completely specified toward makeup and beauty, where you can go in there and quickly spend $100 and, you know, come out with 3 or 4 items.
What happened to natural beauty?
I don't know.
I don't even mess with chicks that really wear. I think every woman that I've ever actually been serious with doesn't wear makeup. Like, I need to know, can you put on a pair of jeans and a shirt and we can just ride out?
Right. I expect you to do, like, something with your face and your hair, because, I mean, that's just what women would do. But I don't need you to be, like, a half hour in, and you come back, and you're like, the fuck is all that on your face?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get drawing your eyebrows. I do not get that.
It's a face, not a coloring book.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you must not have any eyebrows. Like,
nothing.
You act like I don't know that's a drawn-on eyebrow. I'm like, y'all really think you draw this on, you think it's cute? I'm like, the fuck happened to your eyebrow? Like, you plucked it to the point where you don't have an eyebrow anymore?
See, that's the part I don't get. I don't understand. I get the drawn, you know, a little bit of eyebrow, especially if you don't have a lot of eyebrows, yeah, to draw some in there. But I don't understand to get ripped, to take all the hair off your eyebrow, shave the eyebrow off to draw it back on.
Yeah.
Like, that part is a little bit confusing to me, and I don't know if that's a cultural thing for some cultures.
My ex-mother-in-law, I'm afraid she never hears this. She has her eyebrows lasered,
tattooed on,
and then she had them tattooed on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you always look happy, like look ecstatic right now. To be honest,
and you know who that makes me think of? Slapped so hard. Laces.
I think so.
Wanda.
Okay.
It was a woman who ran our cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
Black woman.
Yeah.
When I tell you her eyebrows did like a zigzag swoop, it wasn't just a straight up curve. It was like a
danger.
It was like,
are you angry? Are you upset? Confused?
And Wanda was a pretty woman. She had a pretty face.
But this is, I don't want. Yeah, to me, because it was always, makeup was always like that thing you put on so guys aren't supposed to really know you got makeup on. A lot of people just like,
yeah.
I just seen you from her, like, okay, your face is caked up.
Your face is caked up.
I know what the generation
shout out. I'm late, but damn.
Shout out to your girl who does the eyelashes. I've told her.
Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey Bay. She's done it for Kim. She's the only woman I've seen do eyelashes where I can actually somewhat cannot tell that they fake.
Mickey specializes in individual lashes.
Yeah, she does a really good job. Everybody else, that shit getting old as hell now to me. I'm looking at you, I'm like, it's a fake eyelash. Damn, your eyelashes ain't this long. Like, I can see a piece, like, it looks like you put something on your eye. Like, that's why.
And that glue, that black glue, get to clumping up on your shit. Come on, man.
You'd be like, what happens if you do something? Because, you know, I guess because we guys and we busy and be touching our face. And what happens if you just, your eye itch? And you rub your eye, is your fucking eyelash off?
And then you're blind. And then you fuck around and go blind because you didn't scratch your cornea up rubbing this fucking hot black glue across your... No. Yeah. Ain't worth it, dog.
I don't get a lip liner. I don't get the black lines drawn around the lip and then you put the lipstick on. I'm like, that shit like some old 80-year-old white woman shit. I'd be like, that shit is not blind.
That is some old white woman shit, man. For real. I have never seen a sister draw her fucking lips on. Like, I'm like, come on. And it's supposed to make their, I guess it's supposed to make their lips look fuller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's lipsticks that are plumpers. They sell those at Sephora. I was like, yeah, I don't need this. But you put the lipstick on and there's some sort of collagen or something in the lipstick itself that's supposed to plump your lip.
So it regenerates the lips and make them look big.
Look fuller.
Mm-hmm. Zombie apocalypse.
That just go to show you, like,
stay ready.
You used to get clowned as shit for having big old lips. Now they want to. Now they
want
to shoot. Now
everybody
want
them.
Mm-hmm.
Want them.
Yeah, like, just don't do it. Like, you have to be yourself. At the end of the day, you got to wash all that shit off
and come to bed.
Right, and the person who's with you needs to love you just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I remember I had an ex tell me once. He's like, I want whoever I'm with when she go to bed. When she get up, it's gonna look exactly the same. I said, well, chances of that are kind of slim. People gotta do something that'll wipe the crust out their eye.
Mm-hmm.
But
morning mouth.
Right. But if you are going, getting up and putting on a completely different face, I mean, damn. You know what I mean? That's just so much work.
It's false advertisement. So much time.
And it is false advertisement. And you might find somebody that loves you in spite of, but you're gonna piss a whole lot of people off on your way to finding that person.
Yep.
You know, because these are the same people that wear makeup to the gym, which makes no sense to me. You can't really be working out.
No.
With a face full of makeup at the gym.
Like, it just says something. When you see them chicks, you just like,
are you that fucked up?
Right. Like, really?
It makes me wonder, like, what are you here for? You know what I mean? Like, if you come in with a face full of makeup, I know what you're not doing is you're not sweating.
Right.
You didn't come to get on this treadmill.
They don't sweat.
Or to get on this
glisten.
Elliptical. Right. Mm-hmm. You didn't come for that. You know, you came really to sit and parlay, hang out on your phone, sit on this machine, take the damn machine. I'm about to get on. I don't even want to get on it. What you came to do is sit on the machine and play on your phone and piss me off.
Right.
That's what you came to do. Selfies at the gym.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what you came to do. You ain't come to sweat.
No.
You know, work off the stuff that you got going on.
And that makeup messes up your face. If you notice, the women who are wearing it, their skin underneath is so bad. And that's because I remember when MAC first came out and there was an article that somebody had posted. MAC was not a new makeup line, but it was new to the public as consumers. It was made for film and television. It's TV's that's, production makeup.
That's why it's so heavy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's heavier grade makeup. You're not supposed to wear some of these makeup lines every single day, but you wear it every day. And it's going to mess up your skin underneath because, you know, for all the work these people are doing, beating their faces, at night, they're not doing a full, thorough wash off.
That's what I wanted to know. I want to know what's your skin regimen routine look like to get all that shit off your
right.
face.
Right. How
because
are you
I'm putting some eyeliner on in to call myself going out, put mm-hmm. the eyeliner on, came home, try to wash my face. The eyeliner ain't came off yet.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's smearing. I don't have to go to the old fashioned, get some Vaseline to get it off.
Yeah.
Because it's not coming off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want to know, like, what are these people doing to get all of this stuff off their face and cleaning their pores out?
Yeah, because that's...
Chisel.
It's like a 2 to 3 pass process. I know if whenever I've worn anything outside of my usual, if I go and put on like a
foundation,
I can't fucking stand it. I like liquid tinted moisturizer.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
Because that just feel like I'm putting on more regular moisturizer. If I do that, then I have, and if I do more than just mascara, I gotta come and do like a makeup removal cloth, then eye makeup removal, then wash my face, then hit it with astringent, then moisturize again. And that last little bit with astringent or either witch hazel, if the cotton ain't clean, then I'm doing another pass of washing. That shit take time. So if you got on layers and layers, you're having to do that. Like, it might take you 45 minutes to wash your face. Some of these chicks ain't doing God that. Damn. Some of them are coming home and laying down.
Mm-hmm. Look, I heard Beyonce say it one day that she, and we've been on her, but I heard her say, on a thing that there was a time when if she knew she had a late night, like she was filming late at night and she had to get up early in the morning to film again, that she would just go to sleep in her makeup and then wake up and then her makeup artist would just touch her up in the morning mm-hmm. so that she didn't have to get up and go through the full hour and a half of putting the full face of makeup on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for celebrities on it because I feel like they have to go out
and be
looking
fresh,
a certain way because it's like, you know, you never know how you going to look. Yeah, the mall chicks, I'm be like, don't you know that guys, if you cute, they don't really give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
Because you be seeing girls that just be in their shit walking and you just be like,
fuck,
I'm going to exercise and you be like,
up.
Damn, she hot. And I guess women are like, why the fuck you trying to holler at me when I'm working out? I'm like, you look good.
I'm
working out in
exactly
nothing.
Exactly.
So your fucking hair is in that.
I've only seen a few celebrity chicks. I'm like, I get it. I get why you put the makeup on. It's not good without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that. What's the name of
the Kardashian brood?
Mm-hmm.
Need the makeup.
Because the stuff they can do with it, the contouring. I didn't even realize you could put different colors of makeup on your face and change the shape of your cheekbones and your nose. I knew a friend of mine showed me one time that if you put concealer underneath your eyes, that if you had bags, it brightens up your face, and so it hides the bags. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a good little trick to know. You know, that's but I didn't realize these chicks got like 4 different colors of foundation. And by the time they finish blending all the shit in, their nose is slimmer, their cheekbones are more defined. I'm like, this shit, like, it's damn near magic.
It is. I was about to say, that's magical.
Mm-hmm. It is artistry. I'm not gonna front. That takes some fucking skill.
Oh, no. I think people who do that get paid. I mean, because this is in that industry of women always trying to look younger. So if you can work your magic to make somebody look younger with some, I mean, they gonna get paid. I'm sure pretty like hot, like really talented makeup artists. Oh, yeah, they probably get paid.
They make good money.
That you get requested, like, nope, I only have a so and so do my face.
Well, think about it. Think about Oprah Winfrey. Like, Oprah looks is getting older. She's like what, in her 60s now.
Yeah.
But when you look at her face and you look up her, when you look at her in full makeup, Oprah don't look a day over 50.
No.
She don't even probably even look. She may even pass for 45 on some good days, depending upon what they do with her with her wig. for real, what they do with her wig. But I think that she is definitely
I said that color purple Oprah. Till you do right by me.
That's not Oprah's line.
No, it's not.
That's not Oprah's line.
I edit that out.
Oprah is, you told Hoffa. I'd kill him. I'd kill him dead.
Edit that out.
She showed her process one time. Yeah, what she did every day.
Uh-huh. So
before
you two.
Getting together for the show.
Uh-huh.
And it was hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah. She looks on something. You see, like, damn, you went through.
The body. What is it called? The body sleeve, she puts one of those on too.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
I thought her hair situation was scary because I was like, to get your hair done fresh every day, that's mad damaging. Like, every day I'm getting this freshly done.
I thought she had a wig.
I think it is. And for all I know, that could have been weave hair. If it was weave hair, then she fine. It wouldn't matter. Every day.
I see that shit. I'm just like, God damn, I'm glad I'm a fucking girl. And I feel bad for women sometimes. I'm like, women really have to go through all this shit. And I'm like, is this... And a lot of this shit ain't for... A lot of it ain't for us. It's like, I'm trying to stand out over the next bitch.
And that's crazy.
Which is still for y'all.
And dudes be looking all the sloppiest and be like, so what? You still want me though?
I'm a bum. Dude, our first date, I had on jeans and a fucking white t-shirt. I was a bum. She had on this beautiful dress. I'm like, well, you're overdressed. I tried pushing the blame on her, knowing good and hell well I was a bum.
I love seeing the rap videos, and niggas be in the bummiest shit. Mm-hmm. And all the chicks
sagging
in the parties with, you know, short-ass dresses. I'm like, you took an 45 minutes to get dressed. He took 2.
If.
Yeah.
It's all these pretty genuine looking niggas, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I question those dudes.
Eyebrows look more.
Yeah, but that didn't take 2 minutes. They took about as long as you did to get dressed.
Foundation, baby hair.
And that's because that's the guys who...
Lips. That's beyond metrosexual right there.
Those of them dudes, they grew up on that shit where women, they heard women complaining that, how come guys ain't getting all done up and they ain't really trying it? And they were like, fuck it, I'm gonna try it in. And then
like
just got
men.
Into it and got stuck and was like, ooh, I enjoy this.
Mm-mm. I dated one pretty man, and nothing is worse than when you ready to go and your man is like, give me 1 second. Cause he in the bathroom trying to make sure his curls is right. His mustache is perfect. I was like, this shit is ridiculous. You the girl in the relationship, and I'm breaking up with you because this just don't make no sense at all. Well, after that, I was like, I am not doing any more pretty boys. If you naturally handsome, that's what I'm going for. I want you to have maybe a scratch or a cut or some shit somewhere. But if you looking all nope, pretty boys. Won't do it.
I can't even fathom the idea. I take long showers. That's because we was on the ship. Sometimes we wouldn't have showers to take.
Yeah.
So for me, it's psychological. I like taking long showers just to enjoy the water.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting dressed and getting ready to go, man, I don't even like ironing my clothes, let alone putting on some and my hair. She gets on me all the time, baby. Put your headscarf on. For what? It's hair. It's still going to be there no matter how it's laid down. Except that shit.
Nah, you need your scarf.
I know, but I'll just... just be like, oh, I don't want to put it on. Damn it, you always got her back. Pat my hanging up on me.
What? Is this the truth? It's just it's your choice of hairstyle.
I know, and I have to wear it, but I just...
Gotta protect the locks.
Yeah. I've been waking up with dog hair and red string. I'm like, where the fuck did the red string come from?
And it'll break off, because your hair is real delicate. Remember with Boogie, our neighbor had locks. I know Boogie ain't tied her hair down before bed. And Eli was real little, and she went to go hold him, and he went... and just yanked a lock fresh out. And that mug came out so swift. I was like, damn, Boog. She was like, dead hair. Ain't nothing I can say about it. It's just dead hair. I guess it was just time for that lock to go. Oh, wow.
I got to wrap my head up.
To get right out.
Oh, man. I got to get my life together now.
See?
Can't be yanking my shit out.
Oh, man. Oh, y'all, this has been fun.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
This has been fun.
Got a lot of stuff in there, but yeah, it was good, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yep.
That was funny.
That was good times. I like doing this. Oh. You just throw a bunch of topics and just go.
Oh.
I like that better sometimes. For real.